Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass. Today is June the 30th. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and in the studio with me today is Lee Cantor, our producer. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Sam. How was your weekend?
Weekend was fine.
No injuries? Your training, how's your training going?
Off and on. Just as soon not speak about it.
So, triathloning?
And I'm not there.
You're injured?
No, I'm not injured.
You're
but
just lazy?
I'm fat, so that's
fat
the way
lazy.
It goes. You asked me the weekend. Everyone's out of town. Sam's by himself.
So it's a party.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not. I've never been much of a loner. I don't like.
Really?
No, I really don't. And people find that weird, but I'm not much about being by myself.
So what'd you do?
My daughter came up, and we spent daughter and her husband. So anyway, Mary Jo is out today. She is. We don't know whether it's vacation or work. That will be a story for another date. But she's out today. So, but she brought in a fabulous guest in Kathy Job. Kathy is, I guess, the owner, operator, and chief bottle washer of Oasis Senior Advisor. So, good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing fine this morning. Good morning.
Thank you for being our guest. As we do and always start, we would simply want you to introduce yourself to the listening audience, tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, things of that nature.
Okay, like Sam said, I'm Kathy Job, and I'm with Oasis Senior Advisors. I'm a senior referral placement service in the North Atlanta market. I specifically serve the North Atlanta, Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, East Cobb, Roswell, Milton, Alpharetta, and Johns Creek area, so otherwise known as North Atlanta. The easiest way to explain the senior referral service that I have is that I help seniors who can no longer stay in their homes or choose to no longer stay in their home. I help them find a new one. So that's what I do.
Okay, well, let's take a step back and tell us where you're from. We very quickly gathered that you were not originally from Atlanta, and we won't hold that against you, but give us a little bit of your background.
Okay, I was originally born in the Midwest, Green Bay, Wisconsin, to be specific. So
go Packers.
Go Pack Go. Dun, 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 dun.
You're pitiful.
I tell everybody it's really easy to be a Green Bay Packer fan because they're so well-liked. We kind of bleed that green and gold color. So I was born and raised in Green Bay, so I like to tease people and tell them so I was a natural-born talker. So I took that and I went out to Arizona State University where I got my communication degree. So I tell people now I'm a professional talker and I get paid to do that. I took my communication degree and I went on to the human resources arena where I did everything from management development to employee training, human resources benefits, retirement packages, anything along those lines, safety training, might be communication plans. So I took the human resources experience and used my communication skills and had a nice run there for quite a few years. And then I decided to have a family, and so I stayed at home. In the last 16 years, I've been a stay-at-home mom. And so I took the communication degree that I got. I took the human resource experiences that I had, and then I took the compassionate and the nurturing and the volunteer I guess you would say, advantages that I had being a stay-at-home mom, and I combined all of those, and I came up with buying an Oasis Senior Advisors franchise.
So Oasis, as you just mentioned, is a franchise. Where are they located, and what geographical areas of the country?
The corporate group is located out of Baltimore, Maryland, or actually Columbia, which is just outside of Baltimore. We have currently 20 locations across the United States, covering every location from Oregon to Arizona, Florida, New York, and everywhere in between. I'm actually the 16th franchise, so they kindly refer to me as Sweet 16 and let people know, and it's not because of my age. It's just that I'm the number 16th franchise for Oasis, and I'm the first one here located in Georgia.
Can you share a little bit about the process of when you were choosing this franchise? Like, I'm sure you had lots of choices and you could have gone in lots of directions, but how'd you land on Oasis?
Absolutely. That's a great question. My husband was in a job transition. So when he was looking to actually get out of the paper industry, he wanted to try something different. He was looking at all sorts of different options. And as he was going to different networking, I guess you would say organizations and meetings and seminars, he came across a woman by the name of Leslie Cuban, who has a FranNet, and she is actually a broker for franchises. And they got to talking, and Leslie said, "Hey, Tripp, I think you and your wife might be really great at owning a franchise." So Tripp and I went ahead and we did a profile. We answered her questionnaires, and we put all of our information together. And she came back to us with a couple suggestions of franchises that might be appropriate for what we were looking for. And after a couple, you vet those. And after a couple different, discovery days and conversations with different people who own the franchises, you can kind of say, oh, okay, this one's not really going to work for me. This one, I'm not really feeling this. And Oasis kept surfacing to the top. So it was an easy decision for he and I to say, hey, let's work in the senior industry. It's something that would be really great for me and my skill set and my experiences. And so that's what we decided to do. And I'm actually the face of Oasis. And then my husband, I'd like to kindly say, is the silent partner who does a lot of the marketing and the financials in the background.
Does he, did you have an affinity for seniors like growing up? Did you have a good relationship with your grandparents?
Were you even thinking about a senior environment when you were going through the process?
It wasn't specific to seniors, but I was thinking about this before I got here. What's interesting is I kind of took what I was doing as a stay-at-home mom, and I just kind of reversed that. Instead of focusing all my time and attention on the little people, I just kind of switched that focus to the older people. And yes, I do have a great relationship with my grandparents. In fact, I still have a grandpa. He's 94 years old. So we were very close-knit family. So there was always like that kind of allegiance to that. Also, while I was a stay-at-home mom, I got my children involved because we don't have any family living with us in the immediate Atlanta area. We did the Adopt-A-Grandma program.
Oh, and then that's nice.
It was very cool. And then we also did Meals on Wheels. So we went and delivered meals when they were young. My children were young. We'd literally go into the facilities for these folks, and we'd deliver them their meals for the lunch and the dinner program. So there was always a kindness there. So I don't know if I could actually say we said, oh, we're going to specifically target something for seniors. Because we didn't even know Oasis was out there as an option.
Right.
It was just, I think we had a strong need to give back to our community, to be working with people, to be making a difference. And the Oasis Senior Advisors was just really a wonderful match for us.
Right. Sam can attest to this. A lot of people that are involved in the senior, working with seniors, when they were younger, they have some emotional connection or some event or something happens regarding either their grandparents or being around seniors when they were younger that they want to kind of transfer as into their business later in their life.
Mm-hmm. I think that it makes great sense. It probably did maybe indirectly lead me down this path because I didn't have a scare of older people. I had really great experiences with that. So therefore I would probably naturally be drawn to the industry versus opposed to it. But it was more of having the entrepreneurial spirit and the desire to make a difference. Because of my human resource background, I have the great ability to be able to go and identify problems and then help with solutions. And I felt like I could really provide that service for seniors because a lot of times when they're trying to find a new location, it's a very stressful and emotional time for these seniors and their families. So I would be able to help them very quickly identify solutions that would be, one, it's a free service for them, but it's also what I like to tell people, hassle-free when you're working with a senior referral person. So,
give us an idea as to the processes that you go through as you reach out to a senior who is looking to make a transition. How do you, first of all, meet them? What fact-finding process do you go through, just from A to Z, if you will?
Okay, so when we... Typically a lead source, that could be a doctor, it could be a rehab facility, it could be a skilled nursing home, it could be somebody at church, family, a friend, would come to us and say, "Hey, Kathy, I think I have a person who could really benefit from your services." So what we do is we schedule a time to meet with that senior and their family. We talk about all their needs, whether it be physical, emotional, financial, spiritual. We get all that pertinent information, and we put it into a proprietary database called Oasis IQ. And by putting that information into the computer, their information matches with the communities that we have already entered into our database. So I have 90-some communities within the territory that I mentioned. That information that they provide will match anywhere from 1 to, let's say, 10 communities that would be appropriate for their senior. We'll go ahead and present them 3 different options and say, hey, I think these are some very viable options for you and your senior. Let's go ahead, you know, if this looks good for you, let's go ahead and schedule some tours. Let's go take a look at the locations, talk to the people that are there, and see if it's a proper fit for you.
Well, what's the prevailing reason of seniors? I guess that's maybe where we should begin. What is the driving force of why seniors are looking for, as you said, a facility or a relocation?
A lot of times it might start because they've had an injury. A lot of times it's falls, and so they've gone into some sort of rehab situation, and they can only stay there for a certain amount of time, and then they have to go and find another location to stay at. If they're not cleared to go home, then that's where an assisted living facility would come in handy. It's also if the senior is no longer safe being at the home by themselves. So those are 2 typical scenarios that we see. It's either safety or they have an injury.
How much resistance to this do you encounter?
I have to be honest. I hear there's resistance out there. I have not found that to be a problem for myself. I have had a really great welcome into the industry, into all the communities that I represent. I think the culture is changing here in the Atlanta market, based on what I can tell you. Like I said, it's not everybody's having the same experience. But I've had a really great response. People have welcomed me into their communities. They're looking forward to working with me. And I think they're finally understanding that there is a need out there. People need help. Families need help. And if we can provide that service in a very quick and efficient and professional manner, then why not go ahead and use us?
Yeah, in the Atlanta market over the last, and this is probably very, very ambiguous number, but probably over the last 10 years, I read somewhere where they believe that there's been better than a 30% annual growth rate in the number of facilities available to seniors in the greater Atlanta market. And with more facilities comes greater choice, and you can meet the specific needs, you know, of mm-hmm. the individual.
That's right. There's a little bit more of a lot of more open beds that they haven't seen in the past. One of my communities teased, and she said, "Boy, I'm telling you, I think every time they take a watering can and they just pour water on the ground, another one of those assisted living facilities pops up." And it is true. I've had quite a few communities start, or just they're beginning to open in my community. So
I was telling a client, we in our industry right now are struggling to find live-in, what we call live-in caregivers, and it's difficult. It's just hard to find them, and especially to find good ones. And one of the clients yesterday asked me, why? What's the wrong? I said, well, first of all, it takes a special person to mm-hmm. do a live-in and be away from their home and their family. I said, but beyond that, I said, they have so many choices. And I told them that where I live, there's a road called Peachtree Parkway, and there's a 6-mile stretch that I travel every day. And 8 years ago, there was 1 assisted living. There are now 9 mm-hmm. in that 6-mile stretch.
Wow.
9. And they're building.
So how many beds is that?
You guess. I mean, I don't know. But let's just say, if you just say the average is 75 beds. I mean, you're talking 1,000 units at least, or close to it.
And then how many caregivers?
That's right. Well, you know, you're probably 15 caregivers times 9. I mean, that's 150 caregivers right. in that 6-mile stretch.
And that's just that one road.
That's mm-hmm. exactly right. That's out of the market.
Yeah. That's right.
So now, what is a common mistake people make when they're thinking about this process?
Oh, that's a good question too. For me, the difficult. I have to figure out how to say this. The biggest problem that I'm having when I'm trying to talk with families is that because they're in an emotional, stressful point, they maybe aren't acting or doing the things that they would normally do. So they're not taking precautions. They're acting very impulsively.
And on like a major decision, yeah. They're acting like it's
a reaction.
It's right. A reaction. Instead of, yeah, proactive, they're reactive. And so what I find by the time somebody gets to me,
it's like almost crisis, right?
It's very crisis. And also they've maybe already started to make some decisions, or my biggest thing is that they've clicked on buttons on the internet. And that's the biggest problem. So somebody all of a sudden hears, I had an example on Wednesday where Wednesday evening I got a call at 8 o'clock. Hey, Kathy, I got this client for you. She needs some help. Can you go ahead and help her? Sure, of course. So I give her a call. Her mother has to leave the facility she's in by Friday. It's Wednesday at 8 p.m. and they have to leave by Friday.
So they have like 36 hours.
They have 36 hours. So now all of a sudden I start the conversation, figure out, okay, please tell me what's going on. What have you done? Well, she's clicked on those buttons on the internet. She's contacted a competitor of ours, which, so that kind of puts up a little red flag for us because they've kind of already been in touch with somebody that should potentially help them. They did clarify for me that they are not happy with that person's services, so they're trying to find somebody else. Additionally, the person clicked on a few more buttons, and she had set up tours and appointments with four other locations that were in the immediate area she was trying to find. So once again, now she's already contacted those locations. Two of the four have already done assessments on her parent, and now she still wants my help because she's not feeling secure with the decisions she's made that were reactionary, right. And she needs some reassurance that she's making the right decision. So as opposed to me going in there and being proactive and starting at the beginning, I'm starting in the middle, and I'm actually reactionary. So I spend a great deal of time, hours that evening, going over some other options for her that she hadn't already clicked the button on to make sure that she was making the right decision. I also followed up with her to make sure she understood what are some good questions to ask the facilities where you're potentially going to go to, and then ask for this proper documentation, ask them for recent inspections or any state documents that they might provide. So she said, you know, ultimately that was very, very helpful for her. And she went back and she ultimately went to a location. I also gave her like 8 different options that she could consider in that immediate space. So gave her some good guidelines the next day on Thursday and said, hey, let's just go forward with this information and see what we can find. And she ultimately did go to one of the original locations she had contacted. And that was perfectly fine for me because ultimately we're all in it to make sure that the senior gets in the right location. So I felt comfortable with that. But that's probably the biggest problem I face already is that people click on those buttons on the internet and they get too far down the process, too far down the line.
And you can't help them as much as if they hadn't done that.
If they hadn't done that.
So a lot of times I would think that if you have an older parent that would be approaching this kind of situation, it might be worth having a conversation with you earlier on in the process before it gets to a crisis, just so they get some kind of general guidelines of, hey, if this comes to this in 6 months or a year even, I know I can just call Kathy and then she'll take care of all this stuff and I won't have to panic, you know, at the last minute.
Exactly. That's my dream. What my husband and I would like to do. Instead of focusing on the 80 and 90 year old people, which you have to focus on because those are your immediate clients, I'm trying to focus on the 40, 50, 60, 70-year-olds to let them know that what is a referral service and what can we do for you for free, for you and your seniors. Additionally, what do we need to do and what do we need to get in place so you're better prepared when you get to the age when you need assisted living. So to make sure that, you know, can you go ahead and are you eligible for long-term care and can you afford it at this time? Go ahead and make that purchase. You know, do you have all your documents in place? Do you have a will? Are all your beneficiaries assigned? Are your all your documents that you have, do they have the proper signatures on them?
Right.
Give them kind of an action list to better prepare them as they move into their older years.
There's two issues that come to mind in that conversation. First of all, being reactive versus proactive. And we hear it so often. We're much like you. Our situation, though, is on Friday afternoons at 3 o'clock. And our phone rings, and it's a discharge from the hospital, and they got to be out of the hospital by 7 p.m. Well, I mean, come on. I mean, we don't have caregivers sitting in the office waiting for me to hand them a ticket to go to someone's home. It doesn't.
Right. It's not a taxi cab service.
That's right.
That's what happens. Now, that then bridges over to the other issue is unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. And with the internet, there's a lot of good, but there was also a lot of information. And because there's a lot of information, you go out there and you gather this information. You say, well, okay, I can do this. Well, as I said, we don't have caregivers in the office at a drop of a dime who are going to go to your house. And then on top of that, I give you a story. I get a call, get a call last Friday from this lady who's wanting to talk to us about service, service for her parents who live in northern Forsyth County. So first of all, geographically, it's doable, but it's a stretch. And second of all, she told me she already had two services, and the second, and she's unhappy with them. I said, well, why? She goes, because they're unreliable. They keep sending different caregivers, and some of these caregivers, I said, well, okay, I can understand that. Continuity of care is very important, and I appreciate that. And then we talk a little bit longer. So, okay, tell me the schedule. Well, from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday. 2 hours in the morning in a geographical location, and she's complaining because she has no continuity of care. And I had to say, ma'am, I understand your problem, and I appreciate this is your need, but you got to look at the other side. A caregiver cannot work 2 hours and survive. And
that's right.
Even we might put the best caregiver in there, the most dedicated caregiver I got, and if someone offers her 6 hours versus two, what would you do?
Right.
And she said, oh.
Right. It's managing expectations is a lot of your job,
right?
Exactly. That's right.
Exactly.
Because they don't, to their side of the equation, they don't understand your business.
They don't know
how things work.
They have a need, and that's what they're focused on. And they don't understand that there's another side to every caregiver out there who has to pay the electric bill. And they have to pay the electric
bill. And they don't understand that there aren't that whole, that you don't have a room full of caregivers at their disposal to jump right in.
Right.
And sometimes that's where I feel like we can benefit. I can go out there and talk to people and try to educate them, because sometimes the senior industry is very confusing to some folks, and it's a lot more detailed, and there's a lot more options out there, and there's a lot more information for them than I think anybody ever realizes, especially if you're going from, well, mom, you know, grandma's going to live with us now until versus now you have to consider all the options outside your home. It's just overwhelming for those people. So that's why I'd like to take the approach and try to educate them before the need is there. And then once again, work with that so they, when they have the need, then they can say, oh, yeah, Kathy Jobe, yeah, I think she did something like that. Let's go ahead and give her a call and see how she can help us.
Right.
So instead of always working in crisis mode, we're going to have that regardless. And that's once again where the HR role that I was doing before, the experiences that I have will help me with that. But if I can help people to not always work in crisis mode, that would be a goal too. So.
Right. And it's just a difficult situation for everybody. I mean, you have a person, this isn't their job. I mean, they have their own life, the child of the senior, and they're going about their business, and they have their own little crises at home. And then all of a sudden this comes on their plate, and then they're freaking out. They don't know who's who to trust, who not to trust. And so, I mean, it's a difficult situation for everybody.
Now, I've got this big grin on my face because Lee's living that right now, or just came out of it. He's got a parent in Florida that he's trying to take care of. Kathy, tell us, people think this is a great, easy business because there's so many seniors and it's just a natural market, and there are obviously issues there. But what's the thing that thrills you the most about what you do? What really draws you to the day's activities?
Let's see. Well, there's a couple things that come to mind immediately. I do enjoy getting out into the communities, whether it's going to one of my communities or within the communities where my residents are living, and getting behind Oasis senior advisors. I feel like it's just something that I can feel good about and something I can stand behind. So it's real easy for me to talk about it. My voice usually goes up a little octave, and I'm very excitable about it. So I really feel good about that. I feel like it's something that I can be proud of, that I think is going to make a difference for seniors and their families. But secondly, when it comes to the families, when I had the situation last week, and I told you I had the woman, and she ultimately went to the other location, the greatest, the feedback I got from her was that big sigh of relief that I got over the phone from her, like, oh, thank you so much. You know, it's that I made a difference for her, that I helped her in a very tough situation. I gave her reliable, important information. I gave her action steps to follow up on. that made a big difference for her, and thus it made me feel great. It made me feel like this is the right move for me and my family, and that I can make a difference, and that I'm going to make a difference. So I think it's that big sigh of relief when you know you've helped somebody.
You know, it's real funny when you said that. The first thing that came to my mind is helping them through the crisis.
Absolutely.
So we, one side of the table, we complain because it's crisis mode, but on the other side of the table, that's where
it's
we can
rewarding.
Really get our
it's
best reward. Exactly
problem.
Right. That's exactly right. That's
now, can you talk about the first time, like you were new to this industry, right? You didn't
Correct.
Really have the background in this prior to getting into it. That first problem you solved, that first client you had, can you share that? Walk us through that. You were probably nervous, like, can I do this? Can I really, like, now real bullets are flying, right? This is somebody's trusting me to do this. Can you share your feeling when you were able to successfully navigate?
You know, I, unlike some of my counterparts, I wasn't experiencing that panic that they were when they had to work
right.
with their first client because of my human resource background. I think that's why it was so appropriate for
so
me
you're
to go.
So you're used to dealing
I'm
with this level
that.
Of chaos and project
right.
management and problem solving.
Right. I'm used to, you know, heck, I'm used to calling 911. I've just had an employee get injured. You know, they've been electrocuted I've had far worse situations. So I didn't have that necessary panic, but it was almost like an organized excitability. I felt really great about, okay, I've got them on the line,
right.
And I actually was looking forward to that. I was like, I can do this. I felt like I have with my corporate group
like you
out
have
of
good
Baltimore
systems and
yeah.
processes that you can lean on and trust to help you get through this.
Yeah, I felt like I had good instincts and I had good training, and that when the time was appropriate and the time came up, I felt like I was ready and I was prepared. What we have to do initially with Oasis Senior Advisors is we have to get all of our communities on board with us, so we have to get agreements signed and in place. And just by going out there and presenting them with all the information about Oasis, I've been going to a lot of marketing events, a lot of different meetings and seminars and CEU classes. I had already had that exposure and that talking to people about different things, you know, facing a lot of different questions that were coming. So I felt like when it was time to talk to the family, I was already really well versed in what I needed to share or mm-hmm. what I could share with them. So, but it was just like I said, it was a great feeling to know that it confirmed that I'm in the right business and
right.
that I'm doing it for the right reason. And so I'm looking forward to helping people as I go forward.
I just changed my train of thought. I apologize. Tell us if you can, give us your elevator speech. Why would someone call Oasis and Kathy versus ABC Referral Service? What is it that that you think you bring to the market that others don't?
I like to tell people that Oasis is kind of a mix between the largest competitor that we have in the Atlanta market and the small mom and pop shops. And what I mean by that is Oasis has, like I said, the corporate group up out of Baltimore, Maryland. And with the corporate group, we have a professional staff of marketing people, IT, legal, and customer service. Because they're up there and they're assisting me on a day-to-day basis, I can go out there and keep my feet on the streets. I can stay connected with my communities, with my seniors and their families, and I can keep the focus where I think it needs to be. Yet I have all the professionalism and the collateral and the background support that I need to be successful. So although we're not as big as maybe some of the competitors in the Atlanta market, and I'm not even sure that they want to be as big as some of the competitors across the United States, I feel that we offer that type of service. And what the difference between us and a lot of people is the personalization. So we don't just take somebody's information because they clicked that button on the internet and say, hi, here's Sally Smith. Sally Smith is needing some help. Good luck with that. I hope she places at your community. We literally call or we get in touch with Sally Smith and her family, and we walk them through the whole process. You know, we have that one-on-one discussion with them. We walk with them on the tours. We make sure that they get all the answers to the questions that they may have. We make sure that the move-in goes well. So it's a very boutique, personalized service. And that's the difference between us and a couple other competitors in the area, is that we do have a personalized service that's very helpful for the seniors and the families. So that's why they're different. And then a lot of it is because I'm a franchise, you're actually buying into me. And what better person to promote and support and market myself than me?
It all revolves around relationships.
Absolutely.
At some point, yeah. We're almost out of time, and I want to extend to you the ability to tell us a feel-good story, if you can. Tell us when you've been able to reach out to someone and help them in a way that really made you and the client feel good.
Well, actually, I had a situation last night, actually. I was coming out of a meeting, and, you know, you get that phone call, and you can hear that person's voice going up as you're speaking, and the fast breathing, and you could pick up immediately that she was, I want to use the word, distressed. And here she's got a 92-year-old mother who most recently was very capable of staying at home. They actually lived together, the mother and the daughter. And they actually, you know, she was doing really well, but then all of a sudden something happened. There were some identifying factors where the mom was just kind of getting off track. She wasn't behaving in the normal way that she was. She was becoming very paranoid. And although the daughter needed some help with the mother, she wasn't going to be able to financially place her in a service. So what I did is I was able to provide her. What's really important in this business is to align yourself with really great people, i.e., you know, the people like yourself and Mary Jo, and you get great resources that you can fall back on. Although I knew this person, this daughter, was not going to be able to place her mother in a home for financial reasons, like I said, they needed some help. And so I was able to extend her some contacts and some businesses that I knew and some links in the computer that would be able to help her and help her realize, you know, how she can get some help for her mother, what would be some financially supportive ways to get help for her mother. So that kind of gave me that great feeling that although even though I wasn't going to be giving them a referral to one of my communities, it was still that I helped that lady get back to the normal. She dropped her voice a little bit. She started speaking a little slower, and she understood that she didn't have to be out there by herself, that there are resources out there, that there are people out there who are willing to help her. And that made me feel really great that I made a difference for her, that she's already worried about her 92-year-old mother and the changes that she's seeing in her mental health and her physical health. She didn't need to worry about this financial part as well. So just being able to provide information for people to let them know and a reassurance that they're not by themselves.
Yeah,
that was a pretty good feeling.
In our office, we call that find a way to help first and then worry about business.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's doing the right thing. I tell people all the time, I have to be able to put my head down on the pillow at nighttime, and I hope that I can always live by that. Even though I'm new in the business, I hope I'm saying the same thing 10 years from now, and I really feel that I will be.
That's good. Kathy, we are out of time. I told you this would go quickly.
Very quickly.
And it was a great job. We thank you for being our guest. We want to invite you back in the future if there's new developments with OASIS or civic activities that you're involved in that you want to bring to light, please give us a call, and we'd like to have you back as our guest.
Fabulous. Thanks for the offer.
Before we end, tell the listening audience how they can get a hold of you and OASIS.
You could reach me directly by my phone. It's 770-891-5024, or by email, and it's cjobe@youroasisadvisor.com. So it's cjobe@youroasisadvisor.com.
And is there a website they could visit?
There is. You can go directly to Roswell. So it's roswell.youroasisyourseniorAdvisors.com. Sorry about that.
It's okay. roswell.oasisseniorAdvisor.com.
So it's right. That one's plural.
Right.
The email is singular, but the other one is plural. So it's right. roswell.oasisseniorAdvisors.com.
I'm glad that's written on her card because I didn't.
You didn't know that? My pre-show research, I found that out.
There you go.
That's why you get paid the big bucks,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Kathy, that's how you reach me directly.
Okay, thank you. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks, gentlemen. Make it a great day.
We want to thank our listening audience for joining us today, as always, and we want to remind them that they can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at eugeriaradio.com. And as always, we want to say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.